Welcome back, Eternal Sweats, to the 39th episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm going to be going over the 17.50 update. It's not the 17.40. I do not know what I was saying. But yeah, I'm going to try and explain everything in it and find everything on the website. And if I do not find the stuff that I notice on the website, then I'm going to mention that some other stuff. But yeah, let's get into this. Alright, so before I talk about the update, I just want to say that I've been saying, like, please send me an email or something and you will be featured in my episode. And I got an email. His name is Jasper. I wanted to shout him out. So he just said hi, and I said I will feature you if you just simply say hi. He says he's a 13-year-old, and he is from Australia, so that's pretty cool. He said, is the mothership worth it? As in, nearly every time I try to get, get abducted, I get killed by someone who is also trying to get abducted. So is it worth it and to try and get the gold loot, or should I land somewhere I would normally land, like lazy or risky? So I had replied to him. I said, yeah, so when you try to get abducted, go to one of the locations of where the abductors are at, and go to one of the locations that many people don't go to, like, for example, Steamy Stacks. I couldn't think of other locations that people don't go to that much. I said, or just go to one of the locations of where the battle bus is not heading to. But if there's lots of people going to one of the abductors, of where the location is at, then try to find a place to hide and still make sure that you're getting abducted. And also, you don't have to go to the abductors all the time. And you can go to different locations, that you want to go. Also, I feel like it's worth, I feel like it's worth it for getting the gold loot. And just make sure that you go for silver time orbs as soon as possible when you get abducted, and then eventually go for, what's those other orbs called? Vault orbs. And when you do get the gold loot or any better loot, make sure to show those chests as soon as possible, but it's your choice to do that. So, yeah. And we've just been emailing back and forth, but it's pretty cool. But thank you for sending me that email. I like to help people in Fortnite and just help people in general, I guess. Well, no, not I guess, just help people in general. But now I need to get my phone out to go to the Fortnite website. I don't have to use my iPad anymore because I got a new phone, and this phone is very smooth. Okay, Epic Games. Alright. Wait, I need to search up Fortnite update. Update. And sorry for the background noise. My dad is watching. Dude, what the heck? This is so annoying. My dad is watching a show. And he likes to have the TV very loud. Alright, this is today. Okay, so I'm just reading the article of Fortnite on their website, on their official website. So it says, sent to the Hot Saucers mailing list. The aliens in the IO couldn't out-stealth each other or out-elevate each other. So now they're just using brute force. How so? They're ramping up production of their tech game, of their tech big time. Soon enough, we'll be in the third wild week or of their conflict. So On Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Wild Week Session 3 is going to happen. And the article of the Wild Week thing, it says, alien and IoTech will be easier to find than ever. In fact, abductors will only carry the Chimera ray gun, a Gravitron propeller, and alien nanites? What? Likewise, IoChess will only give the pulse rifle, railgun, plasma cannon, and inflatable. Okay, I'm just going to make sure I'm reading this right. Abductors will only carry the Chimera ray gun, Gravitron, and prop a flyer. And alien nanites. Unless I'm reading it wrong, but I am very confused right now. Okay, that's interesting. The aliens and the IO will, I'm not saying this right. I think it's going to say something else. Like, I'm thinking they're spelling it a different way. The aliens and IO actually proceed, so much stuff that they're running out of space. As a result, you'll find the Chimera ray gun, pulse rifle, and rail gun, even in normal chests now. Oh, that's pretty cool, because I'm pretty sure at first you couldn't find the ray gun. The chimera ray gun, the pulse rifle, and the rail gun in normal chest. So, that's sick. While you're using a bunch of alien and IO weapons, earn XP in the process. This week we'll have two legendary quest chains. One for dealing damage with alien weapons and one with IO weapons. Choose either one or go for both. I'm going to go for both because I love doing challenges and I love getting XP. So this session 3 starts on Thursday. I'm sorry. Let me see. Here, I'm going to look at my calendar real quick. Okay, calendar. So it starts on Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on September 2nd. So look out for that. But all of that starts, and it should be very interesting. And it also says, our research shows that one Wild Week remains after a high-tech hijinks. Expect all the details in a future memo. I was going to talk about this. Okay, after I say how Fortnite says it, I'm going to say it myself. So it says, discover new games in a new way. If you already open the game after version 17.50's release, you probably notice a new playlist menu. Looks a lot different. With the version 17.50. I'm going to say 17.50. I don't know why I'm saying 20. We launched a new and improved way to discover games and experiences in Fortnite. Jumping into classics like solos, duos, and squads is as simple as ever. Shoot, that's okay. But discovering other games or experiences that suit your taste, whether made by Epic or the community, has never been easier. With new additions like categories and tags, find exactly the kind of game or experience you're looking for. And with the new My Library, jump into ones you favorite or played recently. Find more in our blog. Find out more in our blog post on these changes. Okay, so I'm going to try and explain that easier. It's not loading. Okay, so pretty much what Fortnite is saying, that like the way to change the mode is way much easier now, and it's way much cooler and way much more organized. So when you would press change, it would show, you would see the most popular modes. So of course it still has solo, duos, trios, and squads. And it says like who it's made by. So like of course solo, duos, trios, and squads, it says it's made by Epic Games, but I would say made by Epic, and Creative and Imposters, Bios Trios, Well, no, Bios Trios wasn't made by Epic. That was made by other people. So, on the first page, it shows, like, the most popular things that people play. On the second page, it shows, like, the featured stuff. It's, like, the Prison Breakout, Red vs. Blue, Shockwave, Imposters, Marshu Time. I'm not saying all of them. The Pit, 3 for All, 222 level death runs. Next, we have a Large World creative things. I don't know how to say it. Creative maps, my bad. So it shows, like, I don't know what you do in it. I think you just, like, wander around. So there's a death run, there's a warrior city, storm survival. Just, like, people that play Fortnite made these, but they don't work for Epic Games. And it's there's another topic, Fortnite competitive. So it has, like, arena solos, arena duos, and an arena trios. Next, we have Tycoon. I don't know what that means, but it's, like, a bunch of creative maps. I'll just say some of them. So it says The City, Money Wars, Zoo Simulator, Fort Wars, Spy Tycoon, Skyland, Real Life City, Treehouse Tycoon, Fishtopia. I don't really know how that works. And now we have a topic of death runs. So it shows, like, 500 level default death run, 101 levels default death run, 222 levels default death run. There's lots of death runs that look pretty cool. I think death runs are okay, but I would do them, but just not all the time. But yeah, what I think of this, I think it is really cool. I haven't even gone over this, like, the whole thing yet. So the thing is, with this new feature, you can, like, favorite mode. So if I press this trigger, then I just favorited solos. And then if you, like, go over to the next page, it would show, like, my library, and then it would show, like, modes you recently played. So it shows my favorites. I just favorited duos and solos, and I favorited edit pumps. So I favored that another time. But then it shows, like, recently played ones, so stuff that you recently played. That's pretty cool. And now you can, next, this new feature, well, I don't think it's new, but, like, you can go to your island hub and create, like, your own map. That's not new. It's just a different way you can get to it. Now, this is sort of a new feature, but you can put in, like, a code for some maps. So if you are looking for, like, some codes and stuff for, like, maps or maps you want to play and maps that are not, like, showing up on the Discover thing, then you can just press, you can go to Island Code and then just put in the code. You can just look it up on, like, Safari. No, well, yeah, on Safari if you have an iPhone, or Google or Chrome or other websites that you guys would use. But yeah, that's pretty cool. But I was looking at, like, on my PlayStation. Oh wait, there's other modes. Okay, I'm gonna go back to the Discover stuff. So there's a Zone Wars topic of creative maps. It shows, like, Tilted Zone Wars, Bio Zone Wars, Box Fights, 3v3 Go Goated. Let's go. That thing is back. Yes. It wasn't working. That map is so much fun. That's lots of fun. That's where I got really good at Fortnite. Well, in my opinion. Next, we have roleplay modes, like creative modes. So I'll just say some of them. Outlaws, Haven, Prison Break, High School, RP, Tiny Town, Fortville, 50, Fashion Show. You can do fashion shows? That's actually sick. Hotel Fight, Secret of Antilles, Escape, Death Run, Storm Survival. There's many more. Next is box fights. There's a box fights topic. Sorry, I've just screwed up my chair. So it shows box fights and zone war, infinite box fights, Edit Pumps, Wars, Infinite Box Fights Again. Skyfall Duo Box Fights, Pandle 2v2 Box Fights. OG Box Fights, I don't know what that would be. Beachside Box Fights, Alley A Box Fights. Pili Box Fights, and there's also many more. Next we have like 8v8 modes. So there's a thing called Pro 100, 2 Pro, Red vs. Blue, which is a mode you can play now. I'm going to give a tip for you guys for Red vs. Blue. There's like 3 versions of Red vs. Blue. There's like 5 actually. No, there's like 6. There's so many versions. Another Red vs. Blue, Freaky Flights, War 4, Box Fight, FA Unlimited, Advanced, Red vs. Blue. I'm just going to say most of them are Red vs. Blue. Next we have 2v2 modes. So we have Bio Zone Wars, Duo Zone Wars, Pandaful Box Fight 2v2s, Finest Realistic 2v2s, 2v2 Zone Wars, Pro 1v1v1 Tag, and Mini Walls. Next we have 1v1 fights. So we have Battleground. I'm gonna favorite that. I like that one. Blackouts 1v1. I'm gonna favorite that too. BHE 1v1 build fights. 1v1 16 players. That's the same one. 1v1 build fights. Hero 1v1 battle. Pili FFA arena. The perfect 1v1. Unreal City gun game. Steampunk. And there's also many more. Now we have classes. So like, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure these modes is where like you can get better at Fortnite of your building and your aiming and stuff. So we have Loadout Warfare. I'm just gonna look at this one. Worlds Collide, Loadout Warfare again. There's not that many. Construction, Zoo Gun Game. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Before I go over the tip, I'm going to take a 30-second break. I will be right back. Alright, so now I'm going to talk about this mode called Red vs. Blue Rumble. So there is a tip to get more kills, actually. I don't know if I should explain by going into the game. I'm just going to explain it by not going into the game. So there's this way. So if you would like go into the middle and then there would be like this side of stairs, you would go to the side and then you could go like through these, no, actually look for like a small metal door and then open that, and then you would be in a vent, and then just keep going and then see this thing like until you would see like red side or blue side, or you could go to the top. So say if you're on the blue team, then you would probably want to go on the red side because then you could kill people and they wouldn't notice you. But you could go like to the top and you would be like at this part of the map, where like people would probably see you, but like it would be easier to get kills because if people would be fighting other people, then you could just kill them. But when you're in the vents, be careful because you could camp there. You can camp there, and then if you would keep on killing a guy like over and over again, he would find out where you are, and then he would come to you and he would kill you and he would spray you. And another way is, like, if someone kills you, then you can do the same thing. You can just go up the vent and then just kill them. Or another way is you can just camp there, and then whoever tries to come in, you just spray them or shotgun them or whatever, how you want to kill them, even snipe them. But, yeah, I thought that was just a good tip. And there's, like, 2 sides. There's one on the right and one on the left. There's, like, 2 sets of vents, so that's pretty cool. And this is very off Fortnite topic, but for those of you NBA listeners, Ben Simmons wants out of Philadelphia. He does not want to be on that team anymore. Probably because he sucks. Well, he doesn't suck. He's just not. I don't know what I think about him. He's just not doing good. But now I'm going to talk about this thing called, I should have to talk about two more things. So there's this thing called Best Frenzy, and there is like quests you can do to get items. So this three quests are, no, actually I'm just gonna explain these quests. So all of these quests, you have to go in like to Red vs. Blue or Prison Break, and it's made by different people. It's not made by Epic. Red vs. Blue is made by Boy Caro, I think that's how you say it. And then Prison Break was made by Echo. So the challenge is, I'm just gonna start from here. So you have to buy legendary weapons from the vending machine in Red vs. Blue Rumble. You have to buy 6 weapons. Deal damage with shotguns or sniper rifles in Red vs. Blue. You have to do 5,500 damage. Get eliminations in Red vs. Blue. You have to get 50 eliminations. I forgot to say, the first one that I said you'll get 30,000 XP. The second one that I said you'll get 20,000 XP. And getting eliminations in Red vs. Blue, you'll get 35,000 XP, and you'll get a spray. And again, you have to get 50 eliminations. Next is deal damage while inside a prevalence seed in Prison Breakout, and you have to deal 1,500 damage. I do not know how that works. I played Prison Breakout with Hayden. He was on 2 episodes. He was on 35 and 37. Wait, I'm just gonna make sure. Anchor. He was on 35 and 36. I'm sorry. But go listen to those if you haven't yet. So next is buy weapons of epic rarity or higher in Prison Breakout. You have to buy 5 weapons and you'll get 20,000 XP. I forgot to say, continuing when I played Prison Breakout, me and Hayden were trying to play and we did not understand anything. It was super weird, but I did not like it. He didn't like it, but he was trying to get the XP for the challenges. And if you deal damage, 1,500 damage, in Prison Breakout while in a prevalence seating, then you'll get 30,000 XP. And if you buy 5 weapons of the rarity of epic or higher, so the color is purple for epic, you'll get 20,000 XP. Next is get 25 eliminations in Prison Breakout and you'll get 20,000 XP. And all these other quests is just complete Island Games quests. Complete 7 Islands Games quests and you'll get a wrap. Complete 9 Islands Games quests and you'll get a pickaxe. And complete 5 Island Games quests and you'll get a emote con. And Island Games quests are just the quests that I said, like deal damage and the Prison Breakout thing, and get 50 eliminations. Those are just Island Games quests, but I thought it was something else. There's many more quests coming. There's 3 coming in 4 days. There is also 3 coming in 4 days. No, there's 3 coming in 3 days, and there's 2 coming in 3 days. So that's pretty cool. All of the quests I just said are out right now. You can go do them. I'm pretty sure the crew pack for September is coming tomorrow. If it's not coming tomorrow, then it's gonna come the next day. So watch out for that if you have the crew pack or if you're trying to get it, if you're going to. The item shop just changed. Okay, I guess I'm gonna go over the item shop now. Whoa, is that new? There's new skins in the item shop. All right, well, let's do an item shop review. So first we have Bizzle's Locker Bundle. Bizzle is a Fortnite YouTuber, I'm pretty sure, or a Twitch streamer. In the locker, it comes with the Munchkin's expert skin, the OG glider, the hook slicer pickaxe, and the twist emote. You can get all those separately. The skin for $1,200. The skin does not come with a back bling. The glider for $500. The emote for $500. And the pickaxe for $500. So these new skins. That's a sick pickaxe. That is clean. Oh, shoot. That is so nice. I need to get that. That is so cool. Shoot, bro. That is nice. All right. I was getting distracted. So, there is these new golfer skins. They are called Fearless Fairway. It is called the Fearless Fairway Bundle. It is for 2,500 V-Bucks. So, in the bundle, it comes with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 skins. And you can customize them. You can change the color of the shirt. Choose if you want the hat on or off, and choose if you want the glasses on or off. So, I'm just gonna say the skins' names. I'm not gonna say what you can do with it, because you can do all the same things with all of them, but they just look different. Their faces look different. And they're wearing the same thing, I'm pretty sure. I can't see if they're wearing the same thing, because my Fortnite's glitching out on my Switch. So, first we have Bodgy Basher, Swing Sergeant, Eagle Enforcer, Putt Pusher, and Cart Champion. And also in the bundle, it comes with the Dauntless Driver, which is the pickaxe I was going crazy about, and the Par Pack. The Dauntless Driver, you can change the styles, which what I was going crazy about also. So, it comes with three extra styles. So, the first one is just the Dauntless Driver. The second one is 9. The third one is flat stick, and the fourth one is sandy slicer. So that's pretty cool. And there's just an extra style with the back bling. It's like an orange-ish style thing. You can get all of those things separately, all of those skins and the emote with the back bling. So the pickaxe for 800. All of the skins are for 800, and the back bling is 200. That's a really good deal. Dang. Alright. Next we have the Eco skin for 1,500 V-Bucks. It comes with a back bling, and the back bling is reactive. We have the Devourer's Bane pickaxe for 800 V-Bucks. Next we have the Lace skin for 1,500. It comes with an extra style, and it also comes with a back bling. Next is the Paradox skin for 1,500 V-Bucks. And, is that the same pickaxe? And the Vision pickaxe is back. Everyone likes this pickaxe, even I do. And the Equilibrium glider. The pickaxe and the glider are a part of his set, but they do not come with it. It's just separately. Next, we have the Bash skin. It comes with three extra styles, and it comes with a back bling, which has two extra styles. Next, we have the Sunflower skin. It's just an 800 skin. I forgot to say that the Vision pickaxe is 800 V-Bucks, and the Equilibrium glider is 500, and the Bash skin is 1,500 V-Bucks. All these things I'm about to say, they are emotes. So we have Howl for 200, Slow Clap for 200, Phone It In for 800, and Burpee for 200. Things that are still here is the J Balvin bundle, Mike Lowry, Master Chief bundle, Mecha Morty bundle, Wonder Woman bundle, Darkfire bundle, Vox Hunter's Quest, Shadow Risings pack, Fortnite Magma Masters pack, Disease Domain pack, Cyber Infiltration pack, Infiltration Tools pack, Fortnite The Last Laugh bundle, Breakpoints Quest, and 25 Battle Stars. I forgot to talk about the crew pack. So, if you would get the crew pack right now, No, I don't want to see the video. I don't want to see the video. So if you would get the crew pack, that's sick. So there's this, like, I'm pretty sure it's new. Let me see. Customized options. So if you would get it right now, then you would get, like, this back bling, and you can customize it. You can customize, like, how it looks. You can change the color of it. You can change another color of it. You can change, like, you can change the color three different ways. So first you can change the platinum. Wait, no. You can change the platinum color, the hologram color, and the smoke color. So I'm pretty sure it shows like different backblings for different months. So it says for month one, you have the protocol pack. For month two, you have the protocol elite backbling. Those two things I just said are backblings. Next, we have the protocol overdrive backbling and the Zen Axe pickaxe. The Zen Striker style pickaxe for month four. Month three, I forgot to say that month three is with the Zen Axe and the protocol overdrive. In month five, you get the Zone Ultra style pickaxe. And month six, you get the Zen Assault Axe style. So that is very, very cool, in my opinion. But yeah, I almost forgot to go over that. That I would have been mad. Well, actually, it would have been okay because I just could have gone over it in the next episode. Starting on Thursday, I talked about it already, but the bouncers and riffs are gonna go away because the session three of the Wild Week, it's gonna be here. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do an episode on that because I already talked about it, but we'll see. Something else might come up with that and I'll just have to mention it. But I want to say again, thank you, Jasper, for sending me that email. You were my first email from this podcast, so thank you very much. I appreciate it. That is it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a 5-star review and you will be featured in one of my next episodes. And you can also be featured in one of my next episodes, just like Jasper did. He sent me an email. He asked me some questions and he just simply said hi. But yeah, I don't know what else to say. I feel like there's something else to say. I'm also sorry for the background noise this whole time. Well, if you guys heard it, because my dad likes to watch TV and he has the volume up at like 40. But that's all right. We all love TV. Or I think we all love TV. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. I really appreciate it. Oh, I also forgot to say that if there are any of some new listeners to this podcast, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this podcast. It is just a family-friendly podcast that I just like to talk about Fortnite and give some tips and just help people with Fortnite and stuff and just give some updates. And I also forgot to say again that my perspective on the new golf skins, I think they are really cool. And I love the new pickaxe and it's a really good deal. I feel like it should be at least a rare skin, but it's an uncommon skin. But I've said enough. But thank you for listening to this episode. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.